And good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, and we have a worthwhile broadcast for you, a great broadcast. One of my absolute favorite people in the world, Robert Tactalian, Vitamir, of course, you know, and Mako. We'll talk about that. He's going to be here in a half hour. Randy Short, Dr. Randy Short, who has been right on the front lines of what's going on with Roger Stone, also especially in Baltimore, what's going on. But there's a march coming up in next week, I think it is. I think it's about a week away. And we'll get the exact date, but it's about a week away. And it's a march against Biden. And he's very influential in the black community, and black people are sick of this and
they
why.
Are.
And we'll talk about hydroxychloroquine. He's connected to Emmanuel, no, Stella Emmanuel, the doctor who came out, one of the main doctors in that video that Facebook and YouTube absolutely do not want you to see. And we'll cover the news. Uncle Kevin, Uncle Riding Shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's another great day in America.
I wanted to address before we don't have a lot of news time today, so we'll cover three or four important news stories. I don't think there's anything of any huge important news. I wanted to address the show yesterday with Robert Redfern, and I got some emails about this, and I wanted to just make this clear, and also a chance to get you to understand my perspective. Robert was talking about vaccines yesterday, and we're in agreement about vaccines, Robert and I, and he said, well, if you have to get them, then, you know, you be as healthy as possible was his point, and I stopped him middle. I stopped him right there. Maybe I was a little rude. I don't know. I don't care. And I'm going to explain why. There is a line being drawn. There are several lines being drawn in our lives, and they are becoming more obvious every day. More intrusions, more erosions to the American way of life, the American ideals, and what we hold dear. In this upcoming battle on one of these lines, which is vaccines, and make no mistake about it, vaccines is one of those lines. The masks are only a precursor, and they're testing, and they have research where they do studies, and they go over a million different angles how to approach people, and they know you better than you know yourself, and they've done the research and the words they choose, and they're going to pump them into you so that you will give your will and accept what they are pushing, buy what they are selling. In this upcoming line, which vaccines is one of them, especially this COVID vaccine, I have been told, you know, for a side note to this, it's interacting with DNA. We're talking about the transformation of mankind. We're talking about, not to mention the Bill of Rights and the liberty aspect of this. We're just talking about the health aspects of this. It is not tested. It is not properly tested. If they ever are tested to begin with, even their misguided attempts to test vaccines will not be applied to this vaccine. It's an extreme measure. It will be totally exempt from anything, even more so than the average vaccine. So those facts alone should actually scare the bejesus out of you, so to speak.
Yeah, I wouldn't go near it.
But we need, we meaning patriots, libertarians, Americans, we need every single person who is capable or willing at all to stand against the onslaught that is just beginning to be unleashed and will most certainly be unleashed in inconceivable ways and hard to predict ways. We need every single person. So when a guest comes on and says, well, if you need, I don't even want to hear it. I don't want anybody saying it on this show. I don't want anybody saying there's any alternative. Now, do I know people feel like they get put in position? That's your choice. That's your life. You obviously have that ability and right. I am begging every person who is here listening, every person you know, if you have the ability, if you have the wherewithal to adjust your life accordingly now so that you will not be in a loser, a win or die situation. You will not be in a force, a have to situation. you know, kind of, we've went over some of these scenarios. If you're in the medical field and whatever, maybe go to a different part of the medical field. Maybe get out of the medical field altogether. You say, well, I can't. Okay. But this is where we're at. We need every single person who has any ability to defy and resist and to stand to do it. And let something rise in you. Let your American heritage rise in you. And so that you will not look back on your founding fathers and think of them and see shame on it come in your face when you look in the mirror at where we're at now. Do you think for one second that they faced anything less, any choices that were less difficult to make? You're wrong. This is an easy choice compared to the choices they made. Now you're saying, well, I don't want to fight the Revolutionary War. I'm not asking you to.
Take care of your health.
I'm asking you to be an American. I'm asking you to be a Christian. If somebody can force you to get a vaccine or to cancel you out of certain parts of society because of your refusal to get a vaccine, what in the world is next? And as Catherine Austin Fitz said, there are things that are worse than death. And if we are in that situation, then you can certainly, you're not there, but you can see it from your porch at that point.
Yeah. My stepdaughter got out. She was a PA. She had to take a vaccine for, twice a year, I think. And it made her sick every time. And she said, that's it. I'm getting out of the field. And back at those days, they started, you know, you could wear a mask if you didn't want to. But then they took that option away because she was going to wear that, you know, wear a mask instead of, because a lot of the girls were opting out of taking the vaccines.
Right, so they were going to shame people. Like,
yes.
They thought it was going to be one person.
Right.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't one person. It was a whole bunch of people decided, well, we're just going to wear the mask then. We can't, you know, every time I take one of these vaccines, I get sick. So she decided that, along with a bunch of her friends, cohort, that we're just not going to do it. We'll take the mask. Well, so many people decided to take the mask that they said, nope, everybody's got to take a vaccine.
And you're seeing the push now in different medical bodies. They're starting the talking points. They're even the one out of Utah. Somebody sent me an article out of Utah, the medical association there, to the doctors. Verbatim, we encourage all doctors to not give mask exemptions for any reason.
Right.
For any reason. See, now they're even taking the doctor's decisions out of this. It's not about the masks, although that's terrible. It's about what's about to come with the vaccines.
That's right.
That's what this discussion is. And you think, wow, Daniel's being pretty, upset, you know, being pretty dramatic today. Okay. We're going to read you three stories. InfoWars did a sole set of three stories, but they're from all over. They didn't originate from InfoWars, but they did them put together with a video. Somebody sent them to me and we're going to talk about three of them. First, go ahead and just mention these two stories you got here.
Escape from New York. More than 400,000 residents flee New York City due to virus, taxes, protests, shutdown.
Okay. Stop. Okay. Stop right there. 400,000 leaving New York. 400,000 people.
That's from May 1st. March 1st. March 1st.
March, left. April, May, June, July. Yeah. 5 months. Less than 6 months. You think about the city you live in. There's not a city. You know, I don't know. I mean, you got to have to go all the way to St. Louis to get a city that has 400,000 people around here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only two cities in Missouri with 400,000. Maybe Jefferson City. Maybe Columbia. I don't even know if that's true. Kansas City, St. Louis, mm-hmm. in Missouri. You know, think about the state you live in. Think of a city of 400,000 people. So a city the size 400,000 people move from New York. Why are you bringing this up in the context of what you just said? Because there is revolution afoot. Okay. There is change afoot. Next story.
Virginia Democrat Louise Lucan, NAACP leadership, charged with felonies for organizing BLM attack on Confederate monuments.
Okay. A state representative.
State representative.
Conspired.
A senator.
Is conspired to tear down these monuments.
Yes.
Okay. Again, revolution is afoot.
It is.
You say, well, I don't want to. I understand you don't want to be a part of it. They are going to make you a part of it.
That's right.
You're a part of it.
You have no choice. They're coming. They are coming to vaccinate you, or they're coming for somewhere.
They're coming to get your mind.
That's right.
If you think, well, I'm 60, okay, they're coming to get your child's mind, your grandchild's mind. In Australia, I'm going to put this together with another story. This should send shivers down your back. This should validate most of some of these things we've said along this lines for how many years? Australia. You know about the lockdowns there. Yesterday we did a story about the drones.
Oh, yeah, the drones. They're keeping an eye on everybody.
They're using the drones to watch everybody.
That's right.
They're using this excuse.
That's going to be coming here.
Okay.
We don't stop it.
Well, here's what's next in Australia. Oh. See, Americans will just shoot them down. Americans got guns.
We got guns. We can shoot them down. You're right.
Americans are, thank God, hopefully, they're a little more aggressive.
I think we will be.
Australia. They just made it so that if you test positive for COVID in your house, or test positive, they will take your children away from you.
Oh, jeez.
They will come to the door, whether you do it, comply or not. They will physically take your children because some faulty damn test that they wanted you to take that has shown no credibility at all.
Absolutely none.
And so no deadly aspect to this disease of any great import, really.
0.032 is the death rate.
And children.
You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning and dying from this stuff. That's about it. They're in about the same.
They're close.
You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning. And you're shutting down the world? You got to be out of your mind.
So, boy, let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So about 170,000 people in America get hit by lightning. You're close about there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is right.
Are you scared of getting hit by lightning? I'm not. Put it in that type of context and then you make a decision.
And children aren't dying from this anyway.
No.
I'm not saying they're, believe me, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the heavy-handed nature of governments have been dialed up, whatever the excuse, whatever the reason, the American way of life, what everything that we have been given by our forefathers, by our Heavenly Father here in this country, the blessing that has come upon us has turned into a curse. Your will, your repentance, and repentance starts with, hey, something's wrong. I'm going to change.
Absolutely.
When there's corruption, when you have a piece of banana that gets moldy, what do you do with it?
Toss it out.
You throw it away. With corruption.
I give it to my sister.
When we make banana bread.
Yeah.
When there's corruption, what is God to do? If you're going to talk about on a, kind of an abstract kind of thing, what is God to do with corruption? There either has to be a rebirth. That's the difference between us and vegetables or animals, right? There's in an animal, you have to kill them. In people, there's a rebirth because of the Spirit of God within you gives you the ability. There's a rebirth or there is a destruction. That's history. That's the Bible. That's everything. Okay. I want you to listen to this. This is a veteran in California and what he is saying, and let this wash.
Yeah. Let
over
that
you.
Sink in. That's beautiful.
I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. At first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, I was absolutely appalled and cowardice, and as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing.
I mean, he's talking to the council, telling us. I'd be hiding it. Now, watch the way he's talking. Somebody's falling asleep, and he said, I'd be hiding my face, too, for what you've done.
Okay. Absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here, and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. And you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us.
And you will not stop us.
Excellent. That was excellent. If the politicians fear that they're coming home, they're not going to be coming home, they're going to change.
This is a very important speech. This is a very important moment in America. And what I've been trying to express, he just expressed in front of the city council. Think of the image. You have these masked bandits sitting behind there with their fat paychecks. They get their check whether your job gets canceled or not.
Right.
You got the one guy sleeping in the corner, falling asleep,
not caring
doesn't care at all what they have to say.
Right.
Think of juxtapose against the Americans who have lost their job, who are starving, who have a hard time paying their bills, doing this, yeah. blah, 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 blah. How long do you think that scenario can continue, ladies and gentlemen? I am telling you, with all my ability of forethought and experience on this radio show and the people that I've talked to and the experts that I've talked to, conflict slash revolution slash whatever word you want to use and morphed into what, how it's going to break down, I do not know, but I am telling you something in this form is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you it is here on the doorstep.
I agree.
And unless something changes drastically, it will come and affect you in some way.
It will.
You, I believe, I don't like to be in the position to tell people what to do. I do it some. People want me. They ask for my opinion. They want my perspective, my guidance, my leadership. That's one of the things that Joyce told me and talked about, you know, all those years ago. It's probably one of the reasons I'm here. There's very few people that have said the things that we've said and tried to prepare you in the way that we've tried to prepare you.
Correct.
It is here. It is upon us. They won't let you open your business because of some mythical phantom. Whether it's fake or not, it's not killing people.
Right.
Relatively. Okay? It's not. You know, David Icke, John Rappaport, who I highly respect, say that it's the whole thing's been fake.
Yeah, it's all been made up.
The whole thing's been made up in some degree, and they got some weird thing that they can isolate or not even isolate on a microscope and blaming the whole world's problems on it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's here. So you take, you know, action appropriately. That's why we have the things over the Power Mall. I'm not telling you this to sell things. I don't make money from doing this, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you know that. I don't. This is a labor of love and a commitment that I made to Joyce and my commitment to you and my passion for the truth, my passion for freedom. That's why Uncle Kevin's here. Okay, so don't send me an email saying, oh, you just say that to sell stuff. Then don't buy stuff. Okay, then don't. But get your mind right and get ready to stand or get swept away. One of the two. A couple more stories. Michigan College is under fire for making students download app that will track all their movements to stop the COVID spread and threaten to punish those who don't comply. Okay, you talk about Australia with drones. Well, America ain't quite ready to swallow that pill. So they know that. How do they know that? Because of Facebook, because of all the algorithms, of all the information, of all the constant spying and the breaking of the Bill of Rights and the lawlessness that has been on our country and the communist takeover that is obviously apparent if you have two brain cells to rub together. It is obvious the Black Lives Matter. They'll go to the website. They'll tell you social, even the definition of social justice, what it is, and what's been going on and what's being done to us. Now, at this college, you got an app wherever you go with your phone, getting used to tracking, contact tracing, using your phone again against you. If you go outside their little 4-mile radius, then they might kick you out of school. If you want to go to a doctor, you got to, 5 days beforehand, you got to apply and ask them permission.
Ask them permission, yeah.
So de facto, just like Town Crier talked about yesterday, how these NGO, these non-governmental organizations, the government merges with them in the sense that enforcement. So that if you violate the non-governmental organization's policy, now the government will come and give you a felony and put you in jail for election fraud when it's not even law. It's lawlessness.
Yep.
So the same thing here, that's what's coming with these schools. That's what the next thing with the vaccines. Have some vision. Open your eyes. This is upon you, upon me.
Us, yeah.
We are compelled. If you have the Spirit of God in you, and don't send me, if I get one more email, somebody telling me, well, God, you know, God doesn't care about this, or God doesn't, you don't know a damn thing
right,
about God.
Exactly.
I feel you know nothing of God. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And threats to liberty are threats to the Spirit of God. And because of the degradation of the character of mankind and Americans and the operation that's been put against us, we're seeing a degradation of our culture and our society. It's in your character. And so if you have a character of liberty, you know, Jesus grabbed a cat of nine tails and whipped the money changers.
Yeah, turned over to
he cursed the fig tree.
Yeah.
Don't send me an email saying Jesus is not concerned about forced vaccinations.
Yeah.
Because I got an email like that, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus doesn't care about this.
Oh, he doesn't?
About he doesn't?
Killing your child or damaging your child? You've got to be out of your mind.
So if you're a Christian, in my estimation, you better get your mind right here. More colleges implement mandatory anti-racism courses. Governor Newsom in California just made it mandatory, made it law. You have to take these courses. What do they teach? What is anti-racism? What is racism? Gretchen Whitmer says she is for mandating access to safe vaccines for everyone. And they use certain words to do that. They researched that statement, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
So you can say it a certain way.
Yeah.
We want everybody to have safe vaccines.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, especially, I love the toothpaste, but I love the mouthwash, is fantastic. Some of the best oral products there are. I didn't go to the dentist for about 20 years at one point, and I went to the dentist and I had no cavities at all. My wife was stunned. And part of the reason I know is because of Vitamir products, I promise. I'm not advocating that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what happened. Children's toothpaste, the regular toothpaste, and the maca. We'll talk a lot about the maca. Those are all on sale at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Of course, t-shirts. People have been wanting t-shirts for a while. We found a place that we can get t-shirts made in the United States. We can get United States American-made t-shirts, and they look sharp. The logo, the TPH with the lightning bolt through it, they look fantastic. Those are on sale at the Power Mall. It's fantastic. It's got the website on there. It looks great. It's a conversation starter for sure. Hey, what's that? Oh, this is my Power Hour t-shirt. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a show about, you know, health. You want to learn about health and current events and kind of talk about things that other people don't, the news that, you know, mainstream forget. Joyce used to all say the news they forget about. That's what is at the Power Hour or whatever you want to me. On these videos, I'm going to start wearing them and wearing the t-shirts. I think they look just sharp. And we got one for Uncle Kevin coming too. So we'll get him on board. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops always. The Good Health Naturally products. Astaxanthin with DHA. I'm getting some of that sent to me. I have not tried that, but what he said about it yesterday with the vitamin E and what have you is important. Essential digestive caps, vitamin D, Sera enzymes, and the curcumin, the new curcumin with the fenugreek. Curcumin and Sera peptase are two of the most profound, you know, I say heart drops are, which heart drops are the most, but two of the other most profound products that we sell are the curcumin and the Sera peptase, and I'd probably add the Vitamir products. You don't understand how important oral health is until you don't have it. And so all those on sale and more. Ancient magnesium lotion, which is fantastic. Vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium. If you're not getting these from us, where are you getting them from? Zeotrex, take out heavy metals in your body. And most people have heavy metals. I dare say pretty much everybody in America certainly does. OxyLift. If you take the OxyLift consistently, people are noticing a big difference. The healthy balance from Mother Earth, just under your tongue. The minerals go right in. They're super ionic, and they go right in the right type and kick out actually the bad nutrients in your body, which is very cool. The Tranquil, the natural anxiety aid from Dr. Pfeiffer. I have not tried this. People who have reported great results with this. This is a very important product. The Hyzorb Q10 also. All that's a lot of products I just went over, but they're all on sale. There's something for you. And of course the Power Silver, which again, I'm just being honest with you. If I was listening right now, I would buy this Nano Silver product before somehow they try to make it illegal to buy it. I'm just telling you, we're getting calls. You've seen what's happened to other people. It has no health benefit whatsoever. It will not do anything for you. The FDA says it.
They have spoken. The FDA has spoken. It does nothing for you.
It doesn't. Does nothing at all.
But I take it twice a day. Religiously. I will not miss my silver. It's important to me.
It doesn't matter if it does nothing or not.
It does nothing.
I understand.
It's psychosomatic, and it kills the cootie population.
The cooties.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. There you go. All these and more at The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I really do love that Power Silver, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just a few drops under your tongue, yeah. Goes right in, absorbs it. The delivery system is
fantastic.
There's nothing like
fantastic.
It. It is the best of the best. Our first guest is one of my absolute favorite, not only guests, but favorite people in the world, Robert Tektalian from Vitamir. He is a great friend of the Power Hour. His products are unbelievable. We are so happy to have him on. Robert, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, I was listening to you. I thank you for inviting me. I was listening to you and saying, thank God I have to talk only a couple of products I have. You can talk about, man, that's a lot of products, and they all sound great, I swear. And I know some of them. I don't know all of them, but I know some of them. Some of them I use. It's great that you can do this. You are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I mean, this is part of a big part of what we do, why even I'm on the Power Hour, because I've had so many health problems in my life. And when you've had health problems, then you become passionate about getting healthy. And products that really work and that really do something that are natural, that are not pharmaceutical based, are wow. And so I am passionate about them. So thank you, Robert. But let's talk about your passion. And I want to talk a lot about maca. Should we start with maca? Let's start with maca. What
let's
we got
start
the capsules.
With maca.
Yeah, let's start there. What is it? Go ahead.
Well, maca is grown in Peru at about 14,000 foot elevation. The Peruvian maca is the best in the world. No other area in the world has the volcanic land and minerals come out of volcanic land that produces maca to be so powerful in Peru. And we've been selling Peruvian maca last 20 years. And we started with maca, my wife and I, because we were at a convention center in Anaheim Convention in California, and we had neighborhood who was a couple of doctors introducing maca. It was pretty new at the time in United States. So we exchanged our toothpaste and mouthwash. They gave us maca to try. And Yvonne was looking for something for menopause, because at that time she was in horrible time with menopause, and all this chemical medicine was not helping her. So she had studied and researched that maca really, really works. So it was just coincidental, or there is no coincidence. I guess it had to happen. We brought maca home after convention, and after a couple of days, we were going through all the stuff we had from conventions. You know how it is in conventions. You collect so much new product. And we use the maca, my wife and I. I won't take too much time to say it, but she felt how good it was for her. She stopped taking anything else for menopause except maca. It did the job for her. And for me, as a side effect, she was making the smoothie to drink. It was the powder form of maca. And I took it, too. I drank some of it, too. And I felt the energy and the stamina and libido. And remember, 20 years ago, I was only 52. It was great. It was great. So I was sold on this maca. What a natural product that can give you energy, muscle tone, keep you feel kind of update all the time. You when you take maca, you feel great all day, not just for an hour, half an hour. You feel great all day. And it is all these other benefits that is good for sexual desire, is good for menopause, is good for muscle tone. I use a lot of product like maca, either gelatinized or powder, when I make my smoothies to give me what I need all day. I do exercise a lot because I need it, especially now that we're home a lot of time. I gain over 10 pounds and I'm trying to get rid of it, so I increase my exercise. And if you want a real natural muscle tone versus if you're a heavy exerciser and using all kind of steroids and all that, use maca naturally. This is the best there is. I mean, this product will improve your health, increase energy, nourish your and regulate your integrin system, fertility enhancement. I mean, this is just great product. And imagine it grows in about 14,000 foot elevation in Peru. What they do is collect maca, which is grown like potato, wash it, sun-dried, ground to powder, and send it to me. Now, I use this maca every day for last 20 years. I make a smoothie, I drink it. If I'm traveling or I'm out, I take my gelatinous cups with me so I can take in the mornings, which gives me fantastic powers to do my work, which is not easy. We work hard at our age. We should have been retired, but we work. We love what we do. We help a lot of people worldwide. And I want to make sure I'm up because I have so much work to do. I have no time to die. I cannot afford to die. I got work to do. So
let me
that's
ask,
maca. I tell people, please take maca. You can't go wrong with it. It's great product, natural.
Let me ask you about.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your you don't have to please don't apologize to me. Maca. There's a lot of different maca products out there, a wide variety. Why is yours different? Why is yours better? Or is it just are all of them the same?
Well, maca grows in different parts of the world because people stole products, bulbs from Peru, which is a natural treasure because Peru is a poor, considering it's a poor country. Maca is a very important product for Peru because they don't just take it as supplement. They eat maca. Maca, you can make bread, you can make cookies, you can put maca in anything that you're cooking. Like sometimes we will do hot cereal. We will put maca in there, cook it and eat it. A lot of times I'll put a pinch of maca under my tongue while I'm doing stuff. It slowly absorbs through under my tongue. If you're drinking tea, you can put a pinch in there or coffee. Maca is a product, is great. Now, the difference, as I said, is where is it grown? Like China stole a lot of bulbs and took it to China, and they're trying to grow maca. I think it's in Hunan province. But the land is contaminated there. The land is flat. It's not a good place to grow something to eat. Versus at 14,000 foot elevation, where there is no bugs, really. But the minerals that come from the land, the rain, the wind, the sun, it makes the product to be as good of a product as it is. And I'm sold to it because I tried other maca grown somewhere else. A lot of companies do sell Chinese-made or other places grown maca, there is no comparison. Even with the smell of the maca, you know, many of our customers who went and bought cheaper maca than ours, they come right back to us because there is no, they don't feel the benefit of it. Now, the Peruvian land where they grow maca once, say this year they grew maca in, say, 10 acres, they cannot grow maca in that 10 acres for another 8 years.
Wow.
That's how powerful maca, it sucks everything out of ground. So they have to wait another 8 years where they can grow in that particular land again.
Wow.
So it is a powerful, powerful product. And the university in Peru found a way to make this gelatinized capsule, gelatinized maca, which we put in capsules for people to use. It's a certain way of cooking maca where they take all the starch out of maca and it becomes more concentrated form. That's why instead of taking, say, 2 scoops of powder to make a smoothie to drink, you can take 2 capsules of maca, have the same power that you're putting in your body.
Let me ask you, I don't know when the last time we talked about this on any length, you used the word adaptogenic, that this was such a powerful product that it's actually called an adaptogenic. Explain that. Why is it, and what is an adaptogenic?
Well, now you got me there. I won't be able to explain it right. But the word itself, adapting, right? Adaptogenic must be something very important, adapting something good for your body. I have to tell you, I cannot explain that. I have to read about it and get back to you some next show.
Well, maybe it was your wife when we were, I can't remember, because we went out and we had the...
Yeah, she is the genius. I'm just a mouthpiece, you know?
The truth comes out, Robert.
It's the truth. I mean, she did all this. I didn't. I'm a businessman. You know, I didn't know. I didn't even know about my health, how important my oral health is, till I lost it. You know, ask anybody who has dentures or partials in their mouth. Ask what they went through to get used to these partials. You can never get used to it. It's not natural to have a piece in your mouth that is not yours, or losing all your teeth and having total dentures where nothing is holding, you have to use glues to hold it. Of course, if you can afford to pay $45,000 and get implants, that's great. God bless you. I'm glad you can do that. But a lot of people cannot afford to pay $45,000 to get implants, full mouth implants. So
let me...
yes.
Let me try to explain what your wife, now that I think of it, it was your wife. Adaptogenic, because especially from the hormonal, whatever your body needs hormonally, whatever you need, it adapts to your body and gives you what you need, which is, I mean, there are very few products that are like that. This maca is, you know, if you do any kind of protein, especially older people really like to take a protein smoothie in the morning so they get, you know, cause they don't exercise as much or whatever. There is nothing like this maca. This maca is fantastic, and there is, I truly believe, a difference between Vitamir maca and, you know, XYZ maca that you're going to see on Amazon or whatever. There's a big difference, and it's adaptogenic because it's at such high elevation, and the extreme way in which it's grown and the careful way in which they grow it, that's what makes it and turns on these genes in this plant and makes it an adaptogenic plant. You go buy maca from China in the Hunan province with all the pollution, it's not going to be adaptogenic like the one, like the real maca from Peru at 14,000 elevation. It just won't. That's just the way that, anyway, that's how I think it was explained to me from your wife.
Well, yeah. You see, I was close. I just couldn't put the right words to explain it to you. So, and I know it's a radio show. You know, you want to be careful what you say, and I want to misinformation of any kind. But also, because it's in powder form, unscrupulous people could use other powders to mix, like take half a ton of maca and put, say, another 100 or 200 pounds of some other powder, mix it to make more money. So these are people who are in for money. And some people who sell their products, they won't even know that it is mixed with some other powders. But they won't have that strength to do what maca should do for you. And that's why our maca is very good and it works and why we sell so much. And our people always appreciate what we have. And maca is fantastic product. Your immune system needs maca. If you want to be strong every day to fight all the bacteria we live around and viruses, you need maca for making your immune system strong.
Tell me about the, you know, briefly, the Vitamir mouthwash, the toothpaste. I love that mouthwash is like one of those essential things I have with me all the time. The toothpaste is fantastic also. Tell us briefly about those two products.
Do you want the real story that you know by heart and for your listeners?
Well, yeah, we may have new listeners. Yeah, we get new listeners all the time. Just briefly, just the Reader's Digest version.
I had a huge business, a floral business. My wife and I are designers, we're florists, and we had floral business, convention company, and stores, and huge operation. I was always busy. I had no time for nothing else. Floral business, a very hard business, believe me. People don't realize how hard it is to be in flower business because you're constantly on a go, and flowers die if you don't do it on time. So there are all kind of problems. I had no time for anything. If I had a problem, I go direct to the specialist. I pay the price. I get the job done. I had oral problems. I had supposedly the best dentist in town in Las Vegas. I would go, I have a problem. I would get angry from little thing because I had neglected my oral health because I thought I have a good oral health. My teeth were so strong I could chew a nail when I was young. I really didn't go to dentist that I was supposed to go once a year to check up and so on. So once it was too late already, I realized I tried to go to dentist all the time. And this is when I become a milking cow for my dentist, which I didn't realize. Every month I had to go there. I mean, imagine how much money it costs every time you walk in a dental office. And he was just taking advantage of that. I didn't care. I just pay and I got the job done. I went back to work. I had a lot to do. But it came to time when he sent me to a periodontist. Well, again, I didn't realize that dentist and periodontist work together. Now you become a volleyball game between dentist and periodontist. You have to go 1 month to dentist, next month to periodontist because there's work to be done. And they will not do the work. Look, I'm not talking bad about dentists, periodontists. We need them. We need good dentists. We need good periodontists. But I'm telling you about my experience with the dentist and periodontist I had where they play volleyball with my wallet and didn't do the job until the last day when my periodontist, after taking thousands and thousands of dollars through the years from me, said, Robert, we cannot keep your teeth anymore. We have to remove all your teeth out of your mouth, but don't worry. We'll put the best implants for you for $45,000.
No!
Well, I thought I have no choice. And this is, we're talking 22 years ago, $45,000.
You buy a house
a lot
for
of money.
Yeah, you buy a house.
Yes, a house and a couple of extra wives. But
no, wives are way more. They cost way more than that, Robert.
Yeah, I was a dumb joke. But anyways, believe me, I I just don't understand why people don't do what they're paid to do with the job. If they would have taken care of me properly, I would never have all the problems I had. And there was no, anyways, long story short, I went back to my office. I told my wife, this is these pills I have to take next week. I'm going to go there, removing all my teeth out of my mouth. If you want a divorce, I'll sign the divorce papers. You're going to have a toothless husband. She said, don't talk crazy, Robert. Let's do something. I've been doing all this research. I want you to look at it. You don't listen to me. Well, I said, you know, it's not my good trade listening to you. I have a problem, but now what research are you talking about? You know, this is old grandma stuff. You know, you're talking about ingredients, natural stuff. What can naturally be done where I have the best periodontist and dentist in town? They can't do nothing about it.
A minute and a half.
Said,
we got a minute and a half.
Please. I'm sorry. She said, please listen to me. Let's do this. But I was so desperate. I'd do anything. I didn't want to lose my teeth. So this is how mouthwash Vitamur created. I listened to my wife for a change. We got the ingredients because the pharmacy won't make it for us, which I asked and I offered to pay them anything they want. They won't do it. So I start cooking the mouthwash at home. And by the time I finished, it took about 3 months to perfect the mouthwash what it is today. We created this mouthwash where it healed my gums, stopped gum bleeding. My gums got stronger to hold my teeth tight, and I was able to chew, bite an apple and chew it without leaving my teeth in the apple. You know, the first bite in the apple is very tough.
Wow.
If you have a good, strong apple.
Yeah.
That's how it was with my teeth, all my teeth, not just one or two.
Wow.
Stop me where you have to, Danny, because
we got about 30,
talk
no,
about
well,
this
let's
forever.
Let's stop right there. We got about 30 seconds before the music. These products are life-changing. Oral health is a big deal. And if you take them regularly, we've seen, you know, the people, they swear by them. They won't use it. I won't use anything else. I mean, I take them everywhere I go. Like if I travel, I take Vitamir 2. We went to my mother-in-law's. I took Vitamir toothpaste. She said, what's the matter with our toothpaste? Well, it's not Vitamir. That's what's wrong with it. And it's got fluoride in it. Besides that, that's another story. But it's not Vitamir. Vitamir is the best. So check it out at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Order a t-shirt and some toothpaste, whatever. Order something. Get your t-shirts, get your toothpaste, get your mouthwash, and try that maca. Robert, a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and God bless you over there, and God bless your wife. It sounds like she's got her hands full with you.
I try to be a good boy, but I'm often in training.
Stay right there. Stay right there, my friend. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce.